Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furunu and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
All right, it is Friday. It's time for our Tradio program. And I'm Tom Abbott, joined by Robin Hagerman. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning, Tom.
It's the 5th of April, and we've got some callers already. We're going to get to, also, I just want to keep your attention here this morning, too. We're going to give away two tickets for a dinner tonight. It's a to-go dinner fundraiser for the Petersburg Children's Center, and we'll have more on that through the show here. But caller on line one, good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning, guys. This is Sally calling from the Sons of Norway.
Good morning, Sally.
Bingo tonight. We're back on track. Everybody's back in town. And bingo starts at 6 and dinner starts at 6. And the doors open at 6. I'm a little tongue-tied this morning. Anyway, we have sweet pepper soup going, and someone else is bringing cupcakes, and we should have a great, busy, fun evening.
All right.
Upstairs is the Sons of Norway. And then also, the Pioneers have asked me to talk about their annual spring tea party, which is next Saturday, April 13th, from 1 to 3 at the Holy Cross House. Proceeds to benefit the PHS scholarships from the Pioneers for a graduating senior or two. And the tickets are $20 a person. You can get information by calling Gail Eastwood at 518-4232. And she can tell you all about how things work. You can either have your own table to decorate, or you can be at one that's already decorated. You can be by yourself and sit with other people, family style, or you can, like I did, buy a whole table.
Okay. Next Saturday.
Next Saturday, the 13th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. And the food is fabulous. And there's tea, beautiful tea. Oh, gosh, the teacups. Everyone is different. Margaret Newland's mother, when she passed, all her teacups came to the Pioneers and the Sons of Norway. We store them, they use them. And they're gorgeous. There must be 150 of them sitting on their little saucers, and
wow.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, there's boxes and boxes of them, nicely wrapped and clean. And then the third thing on my list is we have four delegates going to the Sons of Norway convention the end of May. In Spokane and Coeur d'Alene, they're both co-hosting the convention. And we're looking to six to eight sides of smoked black cod. They can be in your freezer. They can be, you know, that's okay. Because what we do is we bake them and flake them and put them on mini bagels with cream cheese. And we have an Alaska night that we host. Huh. And that is the most popular thing that we bring.
Oh, I bet. Black cod. I bet it is.
Okay, so it's, it was smoked black cod?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just, my fingers are not writing as fast as you're talking today.
Yeah. So, Robin, I didn't hear who was working there because it was silent until Tom popped me on.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Robin. You're not one of the guys. You're Robin. Anyway, yeah. If we can get six or eight sides, it doesn't have to all be from the same person. If you have one hanging around your freezer and you want to share it, we'll be glad to take it. And just give me a call at 518-0601, and I'll throw it in my freezer till the end of May.
Okay.
I thought I'd start looking now because it is a treasure. It's a theme,
sure.
Like white gold.
Yep, exactly. All right, well, thank you, Sally.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. And next caller on line two. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. This is Mary Clement.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning. I'm calling for the Friends of Petersburg Libraries. Our used book and DVD sale is tomorrow at the library, 11 to 1. And we're having a special bag sale tomorrow, $5 a bag. You can bring your own, or we'll have some bags there. Also, what we usually have is a silent auction from 11 to noon with some special books there. You can bid on them. And the other special, really special thing tomorrow is a variety of hedgehogs, collectible hedgehogs, will be there also in the silent auction. They'll be in small groups. They're from Kathy Cronlund's mother's collection, and they're exquisite. They're really cute. So we hope to see everybody there. And actually, the third thing that's going to be there is the Seeds for Trade. Lisa Schrammick will be there with Seeds for Trade. If you have garden seeds you have extras of and you want to trade some for other people, we'll have a table there with springtime seeds.
Oh, that's great. Okay. Good timing. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Mary.
Thanks, Mary.
You bet.
Okay. And next, caller on line 3. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning, Tom and Rob. This is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi. I'm calling for the Rainforest Festival. We are having this on Saturday, April 6th at 5 p.m., a pre-harvest potluck. Rainforest Festival is a nonprofit group that our goal is to bring participants closer to the natural world through education, exploration, and the arts. So this pre-harvest potluck is to help educate folks in what, especially, you know, it's aimed at everybody so they can come and share their knowledge. But we like to encourage new folks in town that aren't aware of what and when you can start harvesting. Because that's coming up, like spruce tips and fiddleheads, and then, of course, berries in the wild. But anyway, it'll be out of your, things probably will be out of your freezer. But if you don't have something you've harvested, it's okay to bring something to the grocery store, too. And we will have pamphlets and folks that will share their knowledge and encourage everyone to go out and gather.
Okay, did you say where it was going to be at, Marilyn?
Oh, I might not have. It's at John Hanson Hall, John Hanson Senior Hall, 5 p.m. on Saturday.
Okay.
And we'd like to encourage folks to also bring their silverware and their plates and bowls and stuff. I know that there's going to be a chowder or so of a bowl, because then, you know, that'll just help, you know, environment, keeping the plastic stuff, or people have to, you know, if we have to have a...
Yeah, just take your dirty dishes home with you.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great idea. I mean, nobody has to do the dishes and all that, so...
Yeah, saves time.
That's
yeah.
Right.
All right, thank you, Marilyn.
And have a great weekend, everyone.
Yeah, you too. Also this weekend, DOT is conducting the airport disaster drill. That's going to be at 4:30 tomorrow up at the airport. They are still looking for volunteers, adults 18 or older, acting as victims. Go to the fire hall at 3:30 if you are willing to be a victim. And dress for the weather. You're going to be lying down outside as a victim of the air disaster drill. And that's going to be 4:30 tomorrow. But if you're willing to be a volunteer for the disaster drill, go to the fire hall tomorrow afternoon at 3:30, dress for the weather. Phone number there for more information at the fire hall, 772-3355. Next, caller on 91, you're on Tradio. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Oh, it's Ashley Lohr. Hi.
Hey, Ashley.
I'm calling. Hey, good morning, Robin. Hey, Tom.
Good morning.
I just submitted a PSA this morning, so I figured I might as well pop on and have a little time on air talking about it, too. So I know I'm on sabbatical, but I am definitely helping with the Art Fest that's coming up, and it is hosted by Petersburg High School this year. So
oh,
that
great.
Is super exciting and
yeah.
A big task, and Lisa Adams is, putting it together, but I'm kind of her wing lady. Putting it all together, and she's doing great. So I wanted to just let the community know that we're going to have 11 schools coming to town on April 18th to the 21st.
Wow. So where's everybody going to be staying? Are they getting housed out?
You know what? I'm still kind of like
outside of all that kind of information.
Okay.
But no, I believe, yeah, they'll be housed, it's group housed, so they'll be housed
okay.
together probably
sure.
in the schools
sure.
or in the school, I
yeah.
believe. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'll just kind of give you the blurb here. So it's Southeast Alaska Art Fest 2024. It's a Region 5 event hosted by Petersburg High School. Art Fest involves a series of art workshops taught by regional artists and art teachers. 14 workshops will be offered to local regional high school students and, student artists. So it's mostly focused on the high school kids that are coming to town and are Petersburg high school artists. But there's actually going to be, there'll be some holes to fill. So if there's local people age 13 and older that want to get on a wait list to find out what seats are open and what workshops, they should call the high school and let them know that they're interested in being on the wait list.
Okay.
Sorry, that was a lot of information.
No, it's fine. It's fine. That's good. That's big.
Art Fest, yeah, it's on the PSA, so that'll kind of get pumped through, as
sure.
we get closer, I know.
Yep.
And then, just letting the community know that there's going to be a bunch of kids coming to town. There'll be, I think, 67 about high school kids coming to town, young artists coming to town. And there will be a big, Art Fest show off at the end of it. And that'll be on Sunday night from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the high school.
So the public gets to go to that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Public is welcome to come through and see all the creations from Art Fest. And then there's also other tables of artwork that students brought for the Brought Art part of the competition. And then there'll be silent auction artwork too. So,
oh, great.
It'll be a huge, it's a very big event for our high school artists. And it's fun that all the artists and art teacher are collaborating, coming together in one place.
Right.
So it's really a beautiful event.
So 11 yeah. schools, are there more outside of Southeast coming?
Let's see. I can give you the list. There's going to Skagway will be here, Haynes, both Juneau schools. So Juneau, oh, Douglas, and Thunder Mountain, Wrangell, Pelican.
Wow.
Yakutat. Yep. Yakutat Cake is coming.
Oh, very cool.
Craig.
That'll be great.
Yep.
It's
Craig
really an extraordinary event.
Yeah, that'll be great.
I know. I've had Tatum in the workshops before, and I believe Fran came through.
Yep, Fran went through
and did
too,
some
yeah.
workshops.
Yep.
Yep, yep. So you both have kids that went through
oh,
the
yeah.
program.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah.
the event.
Yeah, some really
right.
wonderful things. All right.
All right.
Ashley.
Thanks a lot, Ashley.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. And next caller on line two. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. This is Darcy. I'm just calling to remind everybody today's the last day of the Nenana Ice Classic. So if you have tickets at home that you haven't filled out yet, you should probably get them in by, midnight tonight. And if you want a chance, there's still tickets left.
Okay. Harbor Bar Liquor Store?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Darcy.
Yep. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right. That's always fun. That's a long tradition here. I don't know how many years that'd be a good trivia question someday. How many years that's been going on. Speaking of the questions, we're going to be giving away a ticket or two tickets for dinner tonight. Petersburg Children's Center has a fundraiser for the Children's Center for the proceeds are going to support summer activities and equipment. And this is an Italian dinner tonight, spaghetti with meatballs, salad, dinner rolls, $20 for the dinner. It's you pick it up and take it to go and do so by texting. Text Allie at 907-518-4353 for the dinner tonight. And it's you can pick up your dinner between 5:30 and 7 o'clock at the Children's Center. So that's at, 5th and Dolphin, where the Children's Center is. And proceeds, again, support summer activities and equipment for the Petersburg Children's Center. Spaghetti with meatballs, salad, dinner roll, all tonight to go between 5:30 and 7 for your pickup. Again, text Allie, 518-4353. And we'll do a rundown and all that, and then we've got a related to Steve Barry's music program. For those of you that listen to Steve's show through the years, he's got a song that he plays near the end of his show every week.
Okay.
And it's going to be about that. So that's just a clue, a tip about the way you can win those dinner tickets tonight.
All right. Well, for the rundown, Sally with the Sun's Call, Bingo's back on tonight. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. That's upstairs at the Sons of Norway. She also called wearing her Pioneer hat to remind everybody about the annual spring tea. It is Saturday, April 13th from 1 to 3 at the Holy Cross House. Tickets are $20 per person. This is a fundraiser so that they can raise funds for the high school scholarships that they award in the spring. If you're wanting to reserve a table, you can call Gail Eastwood at 518-4232. You can also you reserve a table and you can decorate it yourself if you want to, or if you have questions, Gail can fill you in on everything. And Sally, also wearing her son's hat again, said they are in search of some sides of smoked black cod. They have four delegates going to the Sons of Norway convention at the end of May. So if you have something that you would like to donate for that, you can call Sally at 518-0601. Mary Clemens called with the Petersburg Friends of the Library. The sale is going to be this Saturday from 11 to 1 at the library. It's a bag sale. There's $5 a bag. There will also be a silent auction with some special books available, and another side silent auction of a variety of hedgehogs from a collection. So some special things there. And also at the same time is Seeds for Trade. Lisa Shramick Adams will be there and kind of hosting that. Marilyn called with the Rainforest Festival. There's going to be a pre-harvest potluck April 6th, 5 p.m. at the John Hansen Senior Hall. This is kind of the Rainforest Festival is a nonprofit trying to bring people closer to nature through exploration, education, and the arts. And if you're going to attend, please bring your own utensils and place settings. Ashley Lohr called to let everybody know that the Southeast Region 5 Art Fest is being hosted by Petersburg this year. It's going to be April 18th through the 21st, so there's going to be a lot of young artists in town. Ashley is just helping out Lisa, who's organizing the event. If you're interested, there will be some seats available at some workshops, so you can call a high school. There'll also be a wonderful show-off of all of the artists' work Sunday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the high school, and there'll also be a silent auction.
Great.
And I think, is that it? Mm-hmm. I don't know my list. Oh, nope, I have one more thing.
Okay.
Darcy called.
Oh, yes.
Today is the last day to submit your Nanana Ice Classic tickets. There are still some tickets available. You need to get them in by midnight, and you can do so at the Harbor Bar Liquor Store.
Yeah, drop them off at the Harbor Bar Liquor Store. You can still pick them up there, too. They're $3 a piece. Somebody wins a load of money after the ice breaks. We'll have the kids tell us about the film that's showing at the movie theater. While they're doing that, we're going to take you can give us a phone call. I'm going to give you the question first. Again, if you call into KFSK, have the correct answer on the radio, we will give you two free tickets for the dinner for the fundraiser for the Children's Center tonight. Again, the Children's Center Preschool is presenting Dinner on Us fundraiser, Italian food edition, spaghetti with meatballs, along with salad, dinner rolls. It's $20 per ticket, and you order by text and pick up your dinner between 5:30 and 7 this evening at the Children's Center, which is on Dolphin. Text 907-518-4353. to purchase your tickets. The proceeds support summer activities at the Children's Center and equipment for the Children's Center. So the question is, Steve Barry hosts all kinds of radio shows here throughout the year on KFSK, and almost weekly he wraps up his show with a particular song. It's by The Byrds, Wasn't Born to Follow. So that's the name of the song. That's it. It's, he plays it near the end of his show each time. What film was that song featured in? Wasn't Born to Follow by The Byrds. What film was that featured in? We're going to hear from the kids about the movie theater next while you give us a call to answer that and pick up your tickets for dinner tonight.
Hi, I'm Cedar.
And I'm Eli.
And this is the Movie Marquee. Please join us for the showing of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire rated PG-13, April 5th through the 7th.
The Spengler family returns to the iconic New York City firehouse where the original Ghostbusters have taken ghostbusting to the next level. When the discovery of an ancient artifact unleashes an evil force, Ghostbusters new and old must unite to protect their homes and save the world from a second ice age.
For the latest movie listings, log on to our website at northernnightstheater.com. Like us on Facebook and The Pilot. Showtimes are Friday, Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 4. Doors open 30 minutes before the movie.
Next, Kung Fu Panda 4.
See you at the movies!
Okay, Ghostbusters this weekend. What was it, Panda something? 4?
Kung Fu Panda.
What was it?
Kung You're making me laugh. Kung Fu Panda.
4.
4.
Okay.
Yes.
I didn't see one, two, or three, so.
Oh, well, I saw one, sure. Okay. And one was really wonderful, so I don't know if they have all the same actors or not. But,
okay.
You know.
All right. Children's Center fundraiser tonight. It's dinner between 5:30 and 7. You pick up the dinner. It's spaghetti and meatballs. And text Allie at 907-518-4353 to secure your tickets and make the reservation for it. And we're giving away 2 free dinners right now. And we're going to take a caller on line 1. The question in, again, the song "The Bird" by The Byrds, Wasn't Born to Follow, is Steve Barry's theme song. What movie was that prominently featured in? And caller on line 1, you have an answer?
Yeah. That song was prominently featured in Easy Rider.
That's correct. And who's this?
Anthony Tiber.
Oh, hey, Anthony. All right. Well, we've got an envelope with 2 tickets here at the station for you. So pick
okay,
up.
Okay, great.
Yeah, and you pick up the dinner tonight between 5:30 and 7.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Is Tradio still going? As
long it as is. Yeah. You want to? You still want to do something for Tradio?
Standing around here looking in my garage.
Sure,
I
okay.
see something called Kitty, City Kitty, and it's a cat toilet training system. And I'd like to sell that for $5. And I also have a bidet.
Not for the cats.
Used. Not for the cat.
Okay.
yeah, it just didn't fit our system just right, but it's like $10 for that.
Okay, so that can be mounted, one of those types?
Yeah, it gets mounted. Okay. It hooks up real easy to the existing plumbing.
Okay, so is that something that's gently used, new?
Basically brand new and completely sanitized.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, I did try it.
Sure. Okay.
Sure. Okay, so what's your phone number?
It's 907-518-0785.
Okay.
All right. Okay, hey, and Libby sounded great.
Oh, right on. Thank you.
All right, sure.
Okay.
All right, thanks, bye. Anthony. All right, bye.
Yep, bye.
All right, so that was the last item there for Tradio. His daughter, Libby, was on, read one of the poems today for the poetry.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. More Junior Girl Scouts this morning. We'll have those back on for you today at 12:30 this afternoon and 6:30 this evening if you missed it. And they're all posted on our website, too. So we had some Junior Girl Scouts yesterday with some poetry and some more today. Thomas Copeland, our last year's intern, we've got a poetry reading from him that's coming up next week, Monday, I think. Well, I think we'll broadcast, Monday. We'll put that one on. So, well, thank you, Robin.
All right.
I think that wraps it up again. fundraiser for the Children's Center. Text 518-4353 to reserve your dinner. It's $20 per dinner. Pickup time is between 5:30 and 7 this evening at the Children's Center at 5th and Dolphin. And here's a little note regarding another event coming up here in Petersburg. And we've also got the Jet Report coming up for you. More music with Steve here in a minute.
Mom, why are we exercising so much?
We are practicing for Beat the Odds Run Walk. It is their 25th year. The event is Saturday, April 20th.
Where's registration at?
You can pre-register for $25 at Lee's Clothing starting April 10th. The first 150 people to register get a t-shirt.
Oh, I love those shirts. They're different every year.
There is also registration on the day of the race, 8:30 a.m., Saturday, April 20th.
Where's the starting point?
The starting point is at the community gym, and warm-ups are there at 8:45 a.m., and the run walk starts at 9 a.m.
For more information, please contact Michelle Parker at 907-518-1023. Brought to you by Beat the Odds Committee and KFSK Petersburg.
Come on, let's get back to walking.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine. Selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.